So you've talked about, you've been to Hong Kong, you've said you'll go again to Hong Kong. Why is it, do you think it could be about the money? Do they want more money from you? Is the deal not good enough?
No, because the deal has been agreed between my lawyer and his lawyer. I believe at one point, like I say, that Peter Pan was for the deal. I really believe that the lawyer, everybody was for the deal. The deal was what we agree originally. Like I say, we improve.
So did you make the offer, or did they tell you what they want? How does that work? Because I'm not acute to that.
The way it works, first of all, they ask you if you got the money to buy the club. So you got to prove that.
Yeah.
In every business, you need to do that. Once you've done that, and then you have to come to a term of what you agree. And what is agreed is on paper. Not me, Gianni Paladini, saying, I give you this or I give you that. It's on paper. My lawyer has got to contact his lawyer. Then the between lawyer, like everybody in business, they discuss, they talk, they say, yeah, this is a good deal, that's what we want to do. We put a date, payment, everything is there, black and white. There's no if or but.
So the solicitors have done that.
Mm.
What led you to believe that was agreed?
No, because they asked me to sign.
Oh, right.
I signed and sent back.
Okay.
I'm still waiting.
That's fair enough. Okay, let's talk to Chris. Hi, Chris.
All right, Tom. All right, Charlie. How are you doing?
Hi, mate. That was nice.
All right, yeah. Well, you've asked some of the answered some of my questions, mate. Anyway, are you prepared to go over to Hong Kong and thrash out a deal and stuff like that? And obviously, Gianni is. He's just said that to you. But what's your time scale before the cutoff point, Gianni?
No, but with all your respect, sorry to interrupt you, but I already done the deal. The deal is already on paper. My lawyer is lawyer. We got the deal. Peter Pan came back before the game of Bolton with a deal. And my impression was that the deal was good enough, and he felt confident. Although he didn't speak with me, but my lawyer was telling me that we done the deal. In fact, I was at the bottle of champagne to celebrate with my friend.
With Peter Panu's lawyer or Carson Young's lawyer?
Well,
the club's lawyer.
The club lawyer.
The club's lawyer.
There's only one person I deal with is the club lawyer. In fact, when you see on the contract, it's show, is a firm that they are here in
Comoro.
In Comoro. And, I deal, that's where my lawyer is Chris Farnell, which is a well-known lawyer specialized in the buy and sell football clubs. And I've used him, I know him.
So just to get this clear, he gave, after that last exchange, he gave you the impression, after speaking to Peter Panner's lawyer, that they were happy, he was going back to Hong Kong, and hopefully the deal was done.
Even them say the deal was a good deal. Like I say, I didn't, after 15 months, I haven't changed one single penny of what we agree. We put £4 million extra, actually £9 million on top. £5 million if we get promoted, and £4 million if we stay in a Premier League. So that's another £9 million, which we believe that's what we get involved in the club. The reason why I get involved to take the club in the Premier.
So when you saw them selling all the assets, why didn't you reduce the offer?
No, because he had been cheap. Because he made a comment at the very beginning that he said they got to have the money. It had been cheap for me to come to a different agreement. He had to give him an opportunity, or the people who sell the club. We don't want to sell the club because Mr. Paladini tried to change the goalposts.
So you have now done that, and as far as you're concerned, from day one to now, the offer's there, and the same offer.
Tom, it's nothing I can do anymore. And I don't want this to kill me because this has upset me, upset my family. My son, like I said before, he's a big blues fan. My grandchildren, blues fan. They walk around Birmingham. These are people. I don't want this to, on top of everything else, it costs money to do this.
So what does Gianni Paladini do after tonight? What's your strategy from now on?
Well, my only hope is that I get a phone call from my lawyer and say that after the, this interview, they decide to sell the club. Or the club is not for sale to you, and then I have to, what can I do? I have to move on. I have to do other things,
And that's,
maybe I will never back in football.
You keep out of it, maybe.
I keep out of it, and
it's all just going through my mind. So if the lawyers have had a chat and they think, listen, we think the deal's on now, And he goes back to Hong Kong and it suddenly isn't. And we don't know if it isn't because you haven't heard, have you?
No.
So, but if it isn't, then maybe Carson Jung is the man that says no.
Yeah, but...
You know, we don't know, do we? You, what do you... Do you just want some sort of clarification?
You know, Tom, in any business you do,
yeah,
if the business is done correctly, the first thing you do, you send it back and say, I'm sorry, Mr. Paladini, your offer is not acceptable.
Fair enough.
End the story. Mm. But you cannot go on and on and on every day thinking that, you know, I mean, what kind of life is that? You know, what's a good out of this?
So
if they got another motive that they try to use, I don't know, maybe my offer now to back with other people in Hong Kong, then fine. You know, at least I can be proud to say the club is sold with better money. So I can say I've been part of getting the better people than me. But if I don't get an answer, no, nothing to say yes, no, what can I do? What can I do more than this?
Absolutely. Chris, you still there?
Here, Tom. Yeah.
Anything
well,
else?
Like you say, Tom, they're listening to this tonight somewhere, or they're listening to it tomorrow when they go in Hong Kong. But I just got a message for them to Carson Jung and Peter Pan, just get out of our city and get out of our club. You're not wanted around these parts.
Thank you, Chris. However, that's Chris's personal opinion. And Gordon, you're waiting. Hi, Gordon.
How you doing, Tom?
All right, mate. Far away. You're talking to Gianni.
Hello, mate.
How you doing, Gianni? All right.
I'm all right.
Gianni, I didn't want to ask any questions.
Okay.
All I want to say to you is please, please, please keep on. Just keep on going and try and get our club. And as the chap said before, and you know, I am like really annoyed with what's going on. But what I'll say, if Peter Pan and Carson Jung are listening, nobody wants you. Get out of our club. Get out of our city.
Well, obviously, Gordon, Gordon,
City Football Club.
If they are listening, I mean, to be fair, let's be honest and let's be give credit where it's due. Carson doesn't speak much English, so he wouldn't be. But Peter Panu, I know, would have been told that this is on tonight and he's probably listening. We would love him to come on and just to say to Gianni, listen, there hasn't been a reply because, or Gianni, we've decided we don't want to sell to you, or whatever. Put this guy...
I know it's rude, Tom.
Yeah,
it's you're rude. With...
I think that's what...
I find it absolutely disgustingly rude, the way he's being treated.
Yeah.
I can only say, you know, just Panu, Jung, just get out of our club. And Gianni, keep right on, mate, and try and get the club.
Yeah. Well, you know, like as thanks, like Lord. You say, they're rude, but, you know, you needed some kind of decency in business, you know, like you got to have etiquette or something.
I think there's the word. It's not even decency, you know, it's mutual respect.
Yeah, mutual respect. For people that they put so much effort to do something, I'm not trying to come here to nick the place.
Because I'll be honest with you, you know, and we talked before we came on air, you made it very clear to me, you said, listen, I'm not coming here to slag off... Peter Pano and Carson Jung. You didn't want to do that.
No, no, I don't want either the fans because, that's why I say it's very difficult for me to be here on my own. I'd have been better if Peter Pan had been in front of me so we could have had a civilized conversation. The reason why. Because at the moment, but I can say what I want. There is no, you know, normally you have two people to the opposition and you know, like...
It should be. It should be head to head, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. But I don't want the fans, though. I don't want the stare in the fans. The fans know what's happened to the club. And I don't want my reason to be here is to call a problem to the club.
Absolutely.
Because at the end of the day, the people who suffer out of all this will be the players.
Well, I was going to...
And the fans. What the people must understand in football, I always say this, you know, football, whoever buy football club, they're only passenger. We director or owner, we get in one place and we come off the other one. The people who own the clubs always will be the fans. In 100 years' time, Birmingham City will belong to, and then they will talk about, oh, you remember Gianni Paladini was the chairman, or Peter Young was chairman, or the other people that we know. That's what it's all about, but the club belong to the fans, and the fans got to be treated with respect.
Well, you know, you've just summed it up. I will just say, just for people who may have joined us a little bit later, you know, I've sent two emails to Mr. Panu. The last one I sent was that because I've known for some time that there's been a deal agreed. Gianni didn't tell me. I might as well tell you that. But he did say to me, you were spot on. He didn't know I knew, but he was spot on. But I did know. And I wanted to put it to him that, listen, I know things. Will you please come and talk to me so that we can at least see why you're saying one thing and I think another? And if I'm wrong, fine. I sent him that email and I received no reply. But the statement that was put out that said, we are not speaking to anybody, we're not negotiating with anybody, we're not in talks, no offers, that really, you know, and that that's the disrespect that I think Gianni's feeling. You've just mentioned there about the players. But Peter, if you're listening in Hong Kong, please call us. We'll pay for the call. 033-066-0999 or text us and we will get back to you. Gianni, you mentioned there the fans. And I'm glad you said that because the game has always been about players and fans, particularly the fans, because without them, there is no Birmingham City.
No, of course, no Birmingham, no QPR, no Nottingham Forest, no Derby. The club always belonged to the fans.
Like a steward, aren't you? In charge.
Yeah, you know, custodian. All.
Custodian.
We are a custodian of something that never belonged to us. We come here to do, in a way, we have to be hypocrite. We try to make money out of it. If you do a good job, nothing wrong about making money. Yeah. But that's not the issue. The issue is, first of all, to be successful and make the fans. Because this, listen, when I was a kid, my father used to take me to watch Napoli Football Club. It wasn't my father. I never met my father's stepfather. And, you know, my mother used to prepare food for us to come back after the game. If we lose the game, we never eat. We throw everything up. That's the word now. It doesn't matter which team you support. There is a feeling unbelievable. Unless you see for yourself and unless you leave. I leave the city. I know when I mentioned once Zulu Warrior, I was walking town, as you remember, many years ago.
Yes, I remember, yeah.
And I remember the passion, I remember the fight, I remember the race. It's all about passion. Yeah. Football is...
You're not condoning the fighting, I'll just make that clear.
No, fight is the last thing you want to do.
But he's talking about the passion
I'm talking about the passion that you show, that you go without food. Anyway, that's another story.
It is interesting, that passion. So you're saying that, you know, if you take over Birmingham City... then you will listen to the fans. The fans are going to be important to you.
Well, I mean, that's what I do.
Even when
we lose, it's not good to go and see the fans when you win the game 4-0, 3-0. You got to go to the fans and stay with the fans when you lose. There are time when you need to be together, not a good time. Anybody can go have a good time when you win and you fly, but you have to be together as a family. You know, I always never budge by meeting the fans, and I will do, I'm not saying every month, but I like to be in touch with the various group, like I used to do at QPR, you know, the various group of fans that we can sit down and discuss about things, what we need to do to improve, what we do right, what we do wrong, what we suggest, everything.
Because the Blues Trust are trying to get the ground, you know, trying to get the council to make the ground impossible for anybody to sell, because they want to keep it as an important part of the cultural side of Birmingham. The city of Birmingham.
I can tell you that I had already various, because I was at one point believed that I was going to take the club. Yeah. So I had a various meeting with the council and promised the council I wasn't going to move from St. Andrew, because St. Andrew is an institution.
Yeah.
It's like Loftus Road, like all the other...
Old Trafford.
Old Trafford. Is that you cannot move the history of a club by going somewhere else. What's wrong with St. Andrew? You can improve only. And the capacity are there. If you build one... thing you need to do there at St. Andrew, build a new stand.
And to complete the stand.
To complete everything and look like beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful now. I love it.
I remember, you know, I mean, we've known each other a long time and that shouldn't colour anything. But I do know your passion in the Anglo-Italian even. You know, you helped to organise that and take us around.
Oh, God, we had a few problems on that as well.
I did with your driving around San Marino. That's another story. Terry Cooper hasn't recovered, by the way. No. But this is not... And I'm going to be devil's advocate now. This is not a Gianni Paladini ego trip. You're not doing this for ego to be the chairman, are you?
I've already done that.
We got QPR.
We got promoted. Fortunately, touch wood. I've never been part of a relegation. You know, so I'm lucky in a way. You know, I bought the 4 horses once last year, and my trainer Marco Botti, he told me I'm the luckiest trainer he ever had. Because we won the 7-8 game.
Because everybody will think owner of a club, chairman of the club. Is what you're saying, this is becoming a labour of love for you? Is it?
Yeah, no, but listen, I could have had many chances.
Because I'm going to ask you that. Why not go, You could have bought Sheffield Wednesday. Why not go elsewhere?
Many. Look,
take your money and go elsewhere. Why haven't you done that if you've been ignored for 15 months?
And they had a bit cheap as well, because a lot of club you can have, which is much, much, much less than what we, you know, my people, my backers. Don't forget that I got very good people that they trust my judgment and they back me. And they believe what I say, that is a good thing to do. So Birmingham, I think, has been always my love and my passion, because I came in Birmingham. Before I got married here, my children is here, my grandchildren is here, so my life is here. I spent more time here than Naples. I left the Naples 23, and I spent 40-plus years in Birmingham. You know, although I live in London, but always my house has been in Solihull.
And you still go to a lot of games?
I go every game, that I mean, I've been coming to see Birmingham. I don't like to see... I go more to see a reserve game. Yeah. And with the various people, you know, I can get, anybody can see the Premier and the good players. Sometimes it's a pleasure to see a young player coming through. You know, I mean, I find people like a player like Juninho, nobody knew about, you know, and take to Middlesbrough.
Was he one of yours?
One of my, yes, one I did. Well, you know, I was an agent.
Trying to get him to Villa, weren't you?
No, we saw him play at Villa when they had the tournament. England play against China and Brazil. You remember those tournament in 19...
I remember it.
And I was with Brian Robson.
Carboni, Ravanelli,
Juninho. I was part of Cantona when I took him to the Trail of Francis when he was...
At Sheffield Wednesday. I remember that.
He didn't want that. And then I took it to Howard Wilkinson.
Who took him at Leeds?
Vialli, Gullit, you name, you know, Stima, Kazanovic, Baiano, Iranio.
So tell me, you've got those contacts... And I know I'm carping back to the... I'll tell you what we'll do. I want to ask you, you've got all that contacts. You can make so much more money doing all that sort of stuff, and yet you still want Birmingham. Pat's there waiting. But first, Gianni, just have a listen to some of these. Carl says, I have a lot of respect for Gianni and would love him to take over. But I think from comments by Peter Panu that a purchase by anyone seems distant possibility as opposed to anything BIHL want to do in the near future. Tom... says my Tom, my blood is boiling. They won't even reply to Gianni, and he has our best interest at heart. Kieran says, as a Blues fan and a 13-year-old young man, I really hope this mess can be sorted out. I believe in you, Gianni, and I hope you can run my club, and I hope you can sort this out. My club can live on. It's nice. Dale says, if Peter Panu's listening, tell him to sell the club because this man loves the club and wants to move it forward. Anthony says, please don't give up, Gianni. Finally, we have somebody who has the best interests of the club at heart. Lee says the club is being turned into a joke. I hope that Gianni will take over soon. Ollie says the short-term aim would be promotion under GP, but what would the long-term aim be? And how would the academy system be involved? We can't go into the academy, but the long-term aim, what would your long-term aim?
The long-term aim is to be a la par of Aston Villa and the big club. You know, I mean, they got the potential. Why not? If you build a new stand, you have 40,000 people, you can compete with anybody. As far as the young players, I am a very big fan.
You already mentioned that you love the youngsters.
Don't forget, one of the best talent at the moment, this was my boy. I had him when he was 9. Sterling, Raymond Sterling.
Oh, did you ever
see
him?
I am 9 years of age. His father was shot, unfortunately, and I took care of him and his family. And unfortunately, one of my partners, they look on the short term and they decide to sell for £500,000 to Liverpool, which I thought
it's a good
was
player.
A big mistake. But
anymore, so just send them down the road.
I hope that we can do with Blues, you know. I mean, the Blues got fantastic academy.
Interesting. Jim says, was your deal to buy the club or to buy the holding company or just to buy Carson shares?
No. The deal is to buy 96.6% the share.
So the whole club, the old club,
everything.
But not the BIHL, just the football club.
The deal is very clean and very simple. You know, we buy the club, and the prices in and including the stadium. There is no charge on the stadium. I must admit that that's true. It's no charge on the stadium. You got fantastic. Got over 100 years lease on the training ground. And the 96%, 96.6...
well, that's controlling interest anyway. Yeah, yeah. Jack on Twitter says, tell Mr. Palladini to keep on trying for the fans. Dewey says he hopes Mr. Panu hears this and sells Blues pronto. Gianni sounds like the right man for me. Enzo on Twitter says, Gianni Palladini interview, hot stuff. Over to you, Mr. Panu. Cameron says, Palladini in. I would love to hear this in the next few days or weeks, please. Josh says, we really do need a takeover. It'll lift the players, lift the manager, lift the fans. It'll be great. Mark says, SOS. Please save Palladini. Your Birmingham City need you.
Thank you.
And Alan says, what can the fans do to help? Just keep turning up
Just helping the players and the manager. That's what you need to do.
Stephen says, Mr. Palladini, you sound so passionate about our beloved club. You're just what we want. Please, Mr. A Young, sell now. And Gloria says, respect to the guy. Hope he does a deal. Pat, how are you?
I'm fine, Tom. Good evening to you and good evening to Gianni.
Good evening.
I'm just going to say, please, please, hang on in there, Mr. Palladini, because we really need you.
Okay, call me Gianni.
You sound
Gianni,
like a man of don't call great me, passion.
Call me Gianni, because everybody call me Gianni.
All right, Gianni, yeah. And it would be great to have someone local at the club, someone the fans can relate to. Yeah. The present regime, they've absolutely wrecked our club. There's no heart left in there, and I feel as if we need, you know, the good times back. And with you, I'm sure that we can, you know, they can return.
Well, let's hope that we
can do something.
So please
don't give up. I understand that your patience must be running out.
It's just a question of
is it frustration,
yes,
Johnny? Are you frustrated?
Yeah, very much so, very much so.
I know, I mean, Pat's a raving blue nose.
Thank you, thank you, Pat.
That's right, yeah. So everything around the kitchen, when the Blues don't win, I do, you know, have a tantrum.
If anything happens,
and there's plenty like me.
It'd be nice to have a cup of tea with you.
Oh, aye, aye, Pat,
yeah,
I think you pulled,
that's
Pat.
That's all the cups and saucers.
I think you pulled. I think you pulled.
Oh, lucky. It's my lucky day then. Listen, can I just ask you a question, Johnny? Well,
yes, of course.
I mean, I really, really hope that you get the club and pronto.
Thank you.
But I'll just ask you, if you do get the club, to give Lee Clark a chance, because I think he's performed miracles without any money. And just think what you could do with a little money to spend. We don't need loads of money,
no.
But we do need consistency with the manager.
That's true. No, he's got my full support, but I'm not in a position to say, you know, because I don't want to interfere with the club now. But definitely, you know, he's been on his own and he need help, and I'll be there for him. I'm not one of them chairman that go away, and no, I'm only football man, so I'll be there every
hands
time.
Hands on.
Yes, hands-on, every day. I'll be there in the morning, in the afternoon. I like to be part to have a joke and a laugh. You know me,
yeah,
Tom. I like to do things with a
smile.
Passion and smile. Because if you don't have that, may as well, you know, like, don't bother.
So, I mean, we're almost flown by an hour. It's flown
gone
by,
already,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Flown by. But at least people now know you're... A, they know how passionate you are. B, they know that, you know, you've done these... deals what you thought were agreed. Obviously, Peter Panu or anybody at the club is perfectly at liberty to come on here and put their side, because that's only fair. And you would have liked that today, which I quite find that refreshing.
No, but listen, the only thing I can hope now that I get phone call. The only thing I'm asking Peter Panu or Carson Young, maybe Carson Young because he's the owner, to give me a chance to speak with him.
Yeah,
let's have a meeting. At the end of the day, we can say yes or not, you know, but at least we had the opportunity to look each other in the face.
A yes or no would
yes
be good.
Yes or no would be good, yes. But there's nothing else I can do
than
this.
So you want to call now saying we're accepting,
yes.
Or you would, if not, you're quite prepared to fly to Hong Kong and sit down with Carson and say, listen, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then if they say no, they say no. But at least you've had your chance.
That's the only thing I can do. There's nothing else I can do.
I've got a feeling, in listening to you, you're not going to give up till you get it, are you?
No, look, like I've been 15 years, 15 months to try to do the deal. At one point, I was very, very close, very happy that we had the deal. You know, the deal was done. Unfortunately, this doesn't happen, and this set me back and disappointing. Depressed me a bit, you know. I haven't spoken with I don't want to speak with anyone because, you know, but obviously after today, a lot of people will call.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell, you know, I'm just waiting for the most important thing for me is to wait for a call from Mr. Young and say, Mr. Paradis, let's get together. Yes or not?
Yes or no? What more could you end with? Gianni, thanks for taking the trouble.
I wish you good luck to the future of Blues, and I hope they win next three games.
There you go. Tomorrow night, folks, on the football phone-in, the longest football phone-in on the planet, we'll be talking more about this as well as all our other clubs. Thanks, Gianni. 6 o'clock tomorrow here on Free Radio 8. It's from me, Tom and Gianni. See you soon.
Thank you, man.
The Goal Zone.
With Elite's electronic cigarettes, contain nicotine. Available in a store near you.
Free Radio 80s.